Someone was trying to just confuse me. That's all it was. Simple-minded man. When the lights start going dim, I wonder what's going on. If you would take your sermon notes out and grab a pen or a pencil, I would invite you to do so and follow along. On the opposite side, Cliff has studied and made a study guide for us that follows along with the sermon. I invite you to take this home and take your bulletin home that has the prayer requests on it. Put it beside your prayer chair. And every morning as you spend time with God, or afternoon or evening, whenever you spend time with God, you will have a little devotion there to help you in that time. In a TV interview, conductor Leonard Bernstein was asked, "What is the most difficult instrument to play?" "Second fiddle," he replied. "I can get plenty of first violinists, but to find one who plays second violin with the same passion and enthusiasm as the first, or a second French horn, or a second flute, now that is the problem. And yet, if no one plays second, we have no harmony," he said. In the days of the stagecoach, we're told there were first, second, and third class passengers. Inside the coach, they were all seated without distinction. You couldn't tell one from the other. It was only when the stage came to a steep hill that you found out who was first class, second class, or third class. While the first class passengers remained in the coach, the second class passengers had to get out and walk along beside, and the third class passengers were required to push the stagecoach. Second fiddle creating harmony, third class serving others. You know, in the long history of the world, people in these roles have made significant contributions to the welfare of others. And today, our gospel suggests that one can rise no higher in life than to be a servant. No less than Jesus Christ is our authority for that view. And in our scripture today, Jesus shared with his disciples for the second time that he is going to be betrayed and he is going to be killed, but they still didn't understand him. What's sad is the fact that Jesus asked them to follow, and they think of greatness. Jesus is talking of suffering and dying, and they are arguing about who among them is going to be the greatest. It seems clear that the disciples didn't comprehend their calling as an opportunity for service, but yet as an opportunity for privilege and power and position. Jesus teaches that discipleship means service, but in the disciples' minds, service to whom? Service to whom? Now, before we get, carried away poking fun at the disciples, we may do well to look in the mirror ourselves and ask ourselves why we follow Jesus. Why do we follow Jesus? You know, in a world in love with itself, where we are told it's okay, indeed it is great, to promote ourselves, the disciples really look pretty normal, don't they? I mean, who's going to promote my talents if I don't, right? In college, we are given courses on how to write a resume and promote ourselves, right? We are taught in conversations with possible bosses how to promote ourselves and how to what to say and what not to say so that we sound like the person that that boss wants to hire, aren't we? In our culture, we are told we have got to promote ourselves because no one else is going to. I mean, after all, when we put our efforts into something, we expect return, don't we? Don't we? Yeah, okay. I just thought maybe I was confused. I mean, even in church work, when we set something as a goal, I expect us to accomplish that goal, don't I? Those of you who are leaders, you know that. When we set a goal, we got to do everything it takes to make sure we accomplish that goal, right? Yeah. Well, in a poll of tithers in a mainstream denomination, they revealed that 90% of those who gave expected to get something in return. They mention snappy sermons. Good luck. Rousing choral anthems, smooth pastoral calling, and a full range of programming for the family. Very few people spoke of service, and not one person mentioned suffering. Have you ever thought about giving so you can suffer? When you think about it, it makes sense, right? We do follow Jesus after all, don't we?